Welcome, welcome, welcome. Michael here with episode two of our Yeti podcast. This episode is all about helping youth explore opportunities, and we have a powerhouse episode tonight because I am joined with some of my coolest peeps up in Yeti, and we're going to introduce ourselves in a moment. But first, I'll pass it to Everett Deibler, my co-host and fellow adult ally, golden guy for this evening.
I love M4 that we're known as the Golden Guy. And yes, my name is Everett Deibler, a proud adult ally of Yeti. And I just want to say that we're so excited that NTEC-C and the Ray Center has continued to sponsor these episodes. I'm really focusing on opportunities and helping youth connect to vocational rehab. And this little mini series of three episodes was based on like a top 10 list of how youth can connect to VR. And we did three podcasts around doing a deeper dive into what those are. And as M4 said, we're really excited to have a few guests with us today. And the coolest part about these products, and I know M4, we almost forget to mention this now because youth engagement now, the Yen site and Yeti has been very much youth-led, youth-driven. But we were very intentional about including the family voice into these products. And so we have Yen members and then Yen parents or Yeti parents, Yeti members and Yeti parents that have decided to join these podcasts together. And so with that, I'm going to ask Elizabeth to introduce herself first.
I'm Elizabeth Stout. I've been a member of Yeti for, wow, since 2021. Been a long time at this point. And been a youth advocate and disability advocate since way back in 2018. And I'm in Michigan, and I currently am a qualitative public health researcher, but like to find ways to get disability advocacy in with all of the other components of life as well.
And with Elizabeth, we have Jake Shumbo.
Hello, my first puppet. My name is Jake Shumbo, and I am a disability advocate from Connecticut. And I've been a Yeti member now for 5 years.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Jake. And with Jake, we have, I guess we'll call her Dawn, Jake's mom.
Hi everyone, I'm Dawn Shumbo. I'm from Connecticut and I'm Jake Shumbo's mom. And I've had the opportunity to work with the Yeti fo the young adults and adult allies for as long as Jake has been part of Yeti. It's been a great experience. And I'm just happy to be here supporting these podcasts.
I feel a little blessed, very blessed, that I am also in Connecticut where Jake and Don live. So I've gotten to know Jake and Don very well over the years. So, I think the world of you both. So it's always a pleasure to be here
Yeah, I
and
didn't
see
realize
these
we have a
little
very
kids.
Connecticut heavy
Yes.
episode today.
This is, we are representing for New England here. So that is absolutely true. So diving right in, I could talk to you all for hours, but I know we are on a time limit. I'm doing air quotes for myself, time limit. Over to you. First question, what do you feel like that people misunderstand about VR?
Well, and I will be honest, the biggest thing, I did not even know it existed. And certainly was not something I heard at all about in school or afterwards at all. And when we started talking about it in Yeti, I went, "What's this VR stuff?" And proceeded to do some research and went, "Oh, wow, how did I never hear anything about this?" And so I think the biggest thing is people misunderstand that it's even an opportunity, and definitely beyond that, who it's an opportunity for and what it is meant to do, what the kind of resources available for it, and definitely not something that everyone is going to even have any understanding of.
And I'll jump
Yeah,
in if anything.
Jake and Don, and any thought that kind of connects with that at all? Like, is that,
I'll
do
jump
you have a
in.
similar experience?
Yeah, I'll agree with Elizabeth that it wasn't something that we were familiar with at all. And we were, Jake, I'll help you remember, but Jake was assigned a VR counselor, but they really weren't engaged too much. And it wasn't until Jake went into his transition program, right, that it was more so his support staff at the transition program, like his special ed teacher and transition coordinator, that really helped implement some VR services. So, but it is beneficial once you get connected, once you realize that it's a service that's out there, and you have the right people to help with it.
And I'm jumping off of what my mom just said. I think even from my experience, it's really greatly helping young adults figure out their strengths and exploring different areas of career options and build up their skills and confidence that they use for the future of whatever it is that they may pursue.
Yeah, so it's almost like they don't even realize that's what it's for in general. Is like, hey, this literally helps you do this. And Elizabeth kind of mentioned that too, that like if I would have known this was a thing, I would have used it, right? And you know what's funny though? So like I am a golden guy, right? And I've been around forever, but I am what I would call a person who was able to maximize the use of the VR system, right? And I am they are completely a part of my journey and have meant the world to my success in my career and in my life, right? And for those that get connected, that seems to be the case. It's like you can have a really awesome experience and it can be really great. And then you meet some others that say, I never even heard that existed. So I feel like the biggest misunderstanding are two things. One, that they can help with things like getting a job, keeping a job, and building a career. Two, I didn't even know that was a thing. And so, but Elizabeth, I know that one thing that, and you can talk about your current job or not, but why are work experiences so important to someone's development in this space for a young person? Why is a work experience so critical?
Me, the most important part of a work experience is the way that it helps you explore and understand what you're actually interested in and where you want your career to go. I can say personally, for example, when I started undergrad, I thought I was going to do something in the healthcare field, but was not at all clear about that. But I started working as a youth consultant for Michigan's Department of Children's Special Healthcare Services. And after a couple of months there, I discovered this is what I want to do with my life. I love public health. This is such an exciting opportunity, but definitely not where I thought I was going and where I would have ended up if I hadn't had that actual work experience. And at the same time, it also led me to build a lot of very strong skills and build connections that were relevant for when starting a career. And so I think it's both in the sense of helps you figure out where to start your path, which direction to go, and then also lays the groundwork for that path.
Jumping in though, what I, heard loud and clear from all of you was, because this came up in all of our other recordings, by the way, just for our listeners to know too, was discovery. I mean, this title is helping youth explore opportunities, and that's truly what you all have shared. It wasn't cut and dry, it wasn't one size fits all, but what I heard from all of you too, and I'm a broken record with this, as you all know, is relationships. I've heard that the right people can make or break your own journey and those who you come along our own path. So that's my quick little recap. But Dawn, since I'm with you now and you're live with me here, I'm so glad you're here, Dawn. I would
Me
love to
too.
hear from your perspective as a parent, what have you seen in terms of barriers that make it hard for youth to participate? I would just love to hear from your own experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. So, families are usually, and the youth and young adults are usually dealing with so many other challenges besides this one thing, right? VR. So, they're thinking about, they're navigating all of the school support systems. They're navigating healthcare issues. They're na navigating all of the other systemic services that are out there, and it can be very overwhelming. So I think it's really important for VR counselors and anybody engaged to just know that this isn't the only thing that families are dealing with or thinking about. And so to give them some grace in that. I think also, when we're thinking about the youth and young adults going out to do, VR activities, jobs, what have you, are they going to need some support staff with them? And, maybe that's a barrier. Maybe that's not something that's set up already. So it's really important to think about that. And another one that comes up all the time, and I know Jake deals with it as well, is as soon as they get a paycheck for anything, and if they're, if they're over 18, they're receiving benefits of some kind, those benefits, they're cut immediately. So, it's important for families to understand the impact of, being paid, for the youth and young adults, to how that's going to impact, when they get a paycheck. And I know that that's the goal of it, right? For them to get paychecks, but it's just making sure that everybody understands what the impact is to that, so it doesn't come as a surprise. And isn't a barrier to the family. So it's thought about right up front. So I think it's important to talk about all of these other things, transportation and all of the types of things that could, derail that VR experience. So those are just some things that I thought about that, really should be considered and part of the conversation as, youth and young adults are getting set up for VR services.
Yeah, I mean, I think about in a past life, Dawn, I had the chance to supervise a young adult program through a VR as a VR provider, and to have so many families come to me with their young adults wanting to get a work experience, and it's almost like it's like a dream in their head that it's gonna happen, and then when it actually does, and you start to have the conversation about transportation to work now, and how's that going to happen? And this is how the support will be structured based on what we're doing. And if this works out, it might lead to a first job that's like long standing, right? And this is what that might mean. And then what does it actually mean to start taking on a paycheck? And how can you navigate that effectively? It is, and then it's almost like they become afraid because the idea of a job is like this distant pipe dream that is wanted but doesn't exist. So then when you put it, when you give it to them, it's like, oh, I have to think about what all those things are. And it's really, it is hard, even if you want it so bad, when you start to realize what the realities are. even in terms of logistics, to get to work and to get home and to be at a shift and to realize as a parent that's been there the whole time, you can't be calling HR on their behalf to talk about a schedule or whatever. And on to Jake. Thank you, Dawn, for what you shared. And Jake, I'm just curious what kind of practical tools you feel that people could have to help you stay engaged in the process. Because I think sometimes, at least in my experience, a young adult might get the chance to try something and not like it, and then be like, I wanted to do this work experience thing, but now I'm like, that didn't go great. And part of that learning process is success and failure. So, what could be some ways to keep young adults engaged?
Oliver, thank you, Ever. So, what helps most is having people who believe in you and support you along the way. Things like transportation, accommodations, a clear communication and strong mentorship can make a huge difference. I also think it is important with a work experience or is set up so that the youth can be successful. One way of giving opportunities that match our abilities and strengths, we build confidence and feel motivated and more willing to take on new challenges in the future.
Yeah, and Jake, I feel like that's been a theme across these episodes has been like, I feel like Elizabeth in an episode, like in another episode mentions like, if I'm not into it, it's not gonna work or something like that. Like that's actually if you want to episode three, that's a theme. Elizabeth kind of does some mic drops or in episode, I guess this is what, this is three. No, this is two. I don't
Is
even
two.
know.
Yeah.
I
We did it out of order,
told you
but
I was
that's
gonna
not
mess it
cool.
up. I was gonna mess it up. But the point is that when you listen to the series, there's all this conversation about how young adults have to care about what they're doing. And if they don't, it doesn't matter, right? No, none of the work you put in matters if young adults don't care about what they're actually being provided or what they're working toward. So thank you. And M4, do you have any closing thoughts as we wrap up?
Yeah, and again, giving me a time limit is like, man, that is like, oh, a knife in the heart, because I want to keep talking with you all for like a long time. But I will kind of say, as a closing wrap-up thought, is I, was thinking about a follow-up question is, have you all ever felt defined by a moment that didn't go so well, whether you want to call it a failure or a curveball? Because I certainly have in my own VR experiences, but I think what made it all like worthwhile for me was I did have those relationships. I did have people in my corner where they helped to reframe that I wasn't defined by something that didn't go a certain way. Like, I have so many things I can achieve and achieve my own potential and just keep trying. And so I think I wish we had time to like really do a deeper dive on that thought. I don't know if any of you have a quick like aha, if that resonates with any of you with that, if you've ever felt defined by a failure, and what would you say to someone who's listening?
Well, we'll kick it off if that's cool. So a while back, I was provided an arcade, a platform, and like for some people, they were magnificent. Like, I have a friend with CP, and he can have full conversations with it, but for someone like myself, who is maybe a bit stubborn and not always open to new technology, I was using it and it would work well for a minute or two, and then after that, it was entirely unhelpful. I mean, it wouldn't follow my eyes at all, and it just would not work one bit.
So it's just finding another
Yeah.
way to
Thank you,
That
Jake. I
was,
think
yeah, Dawn just said yes about finding another way. And Jake, that is a great example. And Elizabeth, I don't know if you have one, but I'm sitting here M4, and I know that we're the golden guys and we're the co-host, but I'm gonna say that I feel like, and you asking that, you're always good at this. You asking this question made me think that I had a great connection with a VR counselor when I graduated back in the day of the Golden Guy era, right? And had a plan that I felt was locked tight. Like it was supposed to work out. And I had done what I thought was research. I had done all the steps and went to my first undergrad university and hated it. And it felt like I failed miserably. That and I know people say you change majors, you change colleges, like you change your socks. Okay. But I felt like, dang it, I had a plan and I had to go back on that plan. And that's when I realized that maybe I didn't really have one. Like, I don't know. And I feel like that mistake, honest to God, M4, is what motivates me to do the work that we do, because I don't want another young adult to have the experience of feeling like they made a mistake in their journey that is so uncorrectable. Even though it is correctable, I want to help young people get connected so they don't have to feel what I felt 5 hours away from home on a college campus, because it was the worst feeling ever to be that far away. And to feel like I made a huge mistake. Like that was, I can't even tell you how it felt at 19 years old going, Mom, I think we made a boo-boo. And she was like, No, we didn't. And I was like, Oh, yeah, we did. Right. And then the journey really began.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
But no, thank you, Everett, so much for sharing that. And I think just wrapping up, I wish we had more time. We'll have to do like a summer campfire meetup or something where we can really like have s'mores and keep chat and all. But for our listeners here, I think you've heard it from, from Dawn, Elizabeth, Jake, Everett, a little bit from myself. It's all about, exploration is not an A through Z, like straight shot. There's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, there's going to be amazing days, days that are frustrating or sad. But I think to your point, Everett, the only mistake is giving up. And anyone listening, if you are a young adult having a tough time, if you're a parent, if you're a professional who's burnt out, we're in this together. You are not defined by a bad day. You are not defined by a test or a result or a conversation that may have gone out of left field. You are just defined by, to me, just doing your best, being a good person. And if you can do that, put your head down at the end of the day, you're ahead of the game. And so I just think this has been a really amazing conversation. I'm so excited to have more of these conversations. I think we're on to just so many rich topics. I wish we had more time. I appreciate you all so much, and I appreciate you as our listeners so much. And until next time, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.